This is the happiest podcast on earth.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the happiest podcast on earth. I'm your host, Thompson.
News!
Minnie and Mickey have found yet another way to sneak into the park. In their new meet and greet, they are dressed as Captain America and Spider-Gwen. So I have the picture for this certain piece of news. Let me let it load. You know, computers, we love them but we hate them. So let's let it load, 404, okay, getting sidetracked and singing. Okay, let's find it. Oh, here it is. Yep, it's pretty cool. So Minnie has, her bow, of course. She has some web leggings, some blue shoes with, pink laces, a black skirt, the classic Disney gloves with the three lines, and she has a pink, like, animal skin coat, and she has a Spider-Gwen shirt. So Mickey Mouse is wearing, red shoes with white laces, jeans, and a Captain America shield t-shirt, and a Captain America hat. So it's almost like they're bounding, so I would love for, like, maybe my sister and my brother Henson. My sister can just look cute at anything. But my brother, he loves Avengers, so he'd love to bound as Captain America. So that would just be a cute idea. I'm definitely going to save this image. So, let's get on to our next piece of news. New vegan snacks with character have come to the park, including bars and cookies. So, I know a lot of vegans, and I know this would be super cool because a lot of the snacks that you can get in Disney are not vegan friendly, so it's a nice way to sneak in vegan stuff into the park. So it has chocolate chip, marshmallow, dark chocolate, rice milk, and more. So that's, a cool piece of news. Now let's get on to our next. New Lodgify backpacks have come to World of Disney, themed to Maleficent and the Evil Queen. So, I, for one, just watched Descendants 3 while I watched at the premiere. And so this kind of reminded me of Descendants. Descendants was super good. Descendants 3 was probably one of my favorites. I really did not like Descendants 2, but Descendants 1 was amazing. One of the actors did pass away. Cameron Boyce passed away due to a seizure. On July 7th, which made me pretty sad, but, he's left some good stuff behind. Now let's get on to our next piece of news. Well, speaking of villains, new villain themed teas have also come to World of Disney. So this is what I was really, they're super cool t-shirts. They're like retro Disney t-shirts, and they're super cool. So, but I don't have much to say about them. And some excited news. New photo shots for the Halloween show Villainous have been released. So this is also another really cool piece of news. And I think it will get a lot of attention due to so many villainous and just overall Disney villain fans. So that is super cool. And I think it looks nice. It has like a bunch of projections. And it's just a really cool, it's a really cool thing. So for Halloween time, this will be replacing World of Color, which we did just get back. And we'll be sad to see it go again for a temporary time. But this new villainous show is a retro kind of version of World of Color. So I'm really excited for it. Well, in some even more excited news, shout out to all you Marvel fans there, some pictures of what the new Spider-Man attraction in Star Wars Adventure, not Star Wars, I'm too excited about, Galaxy's Edge, in Marvel Adventure awaits, is, and it's going to be super cool, and I think it just looks neat. It's like a spider den. I'm going to call it a spider den. Well, let's move on to our next scene. A new Disney Lego set will be put on the market September 1st, and it is themed to the Disneyland train station. And it will be priced at a bellowing $330. So I was on my news website. I get all my news from Disneyland News Today. Shout out to you guys over at Disneyland News Today, dlnewstoday.com. I was looking on there, and I saw this, and it's a really cool set. It has Chip, Dale, Goofy, Minnie, and Mickey. And so it's super cool. And I really think that it's going to really have a lot of buyers. The train is motorized.
That's super cool.
So I was just like, oh my gosh, I need to get this set. So I go home and I search up on the internet how much it is. And I find on some website, I don't know. I have it pulled up. I think. No, that's Etsy. I was looking at some soap that one of the hosts of my favorite podcast makes. She does Happy Haunts, Tiki Whip, California Soarin', and Choo Choo.
I'm like.
But yeah, that's super cool. But I'm gonna sign check, but I think it was like CNN or something. I can't remember currently. But I guess it was something. And I look at it and I'm just like, oh, okay. I'm looking for it and I'm just like, oh! It's 330 bones! And that. And I'm like, oh, dang it. So, yeah, that's my story for that. Well, let's get on to our discussion. We're going to talk about the World Showcase in Epcot. I mean, not the World Showcase. We're going to do a whole tour of Epcot. We'll have 1 minute to talk about each attraction, and we'll do that right now. We'll spend 30 seconds on each attraction. Just do a layout of the attraction in 30 seconds. This is going to be a speed run! Let's do this. Every time our attraction is done, you will hear this sound. Getting it old. You will hear that sound. Such a wonderful sound it is. Boise, Idaho. Let's do this. Spaceship Earth. Sorry. Spaceship Earth is a shaped like a giant golf ball. It has a bunch of scenes from the past and what they thought would be the future. It's a really nice attraction. It is the icon of Epcot, and it is a wonderful attraction. You go through this ginormous ball, and you learn the evolution of technology and the world. Super cool attraction. Let's move on to our next one. I already pressed play, but it turns out it didn't record, but whatever. I need to find that tab. Sorry, I'm missing the tab. There we go. Test Track. Super awesome attraction. You design your own car and then drive it. They are all Chevys because it is sponsored by none other than the Chevrolet. It's a super awesome attraction. This is a speed round, so we don't have that much in about it. You design your car with its speed and paint job. You only get to drive with its speed. They do not repaint the cars for every single rider. And it can get reach some really nice speeds. It is one of the best attractions, in my opinion, in Epcot. It's a real thrill ride. You have to be 40 inches to ride. Let's move on to our next attraction, Mission Space. Mission Space is a wonderful attraction. You go on a mission to Mars. Some people puke, some people don't. Ways of life in Mission Space. Mission Space is a really nice attraction. I really enjoyed it. I even wrote a short story in third grade about my experience on Mission Space. That has probably been 30 seconds, and I forgot to blow the bullhorn on my last attraction, so let's blow it twice. There we go. And now let's move on to our next attraction, Frozen Ever After. This is a newer attraction in Epcot, and it opened in 2016. I've never been on it, so I don't have much to say. It's themed to Frozen. It takes place in Arendelle, and it is a flume ride with some amazing animatronics, but they do have projected faces, so that is not as nice as I hoped it would be. Let's move on to our next attraction. Living with the Land. It is a attraction that has a lot of outdoor stuff, and I'm not very big on outdoorsy stuff. I run a podcast, but it is a lot of plants, which I think are super cool. And I spend a lot of time outdoors, actually, but I'm not very big on, like, the whole planting thing. I like to look at them, I like to pick them, but I don't like to go through the hassle of watering them and planting them and giving them dirt and sun. But I think it's been over 30 seconds, so let's move on to our next attraction. This one is based off of the Three Caballeros. The Grand Fiesta Tour starring the Three Caballeros. I guess this one will take a bit more than 30 seconds. We'll just have to play some Three Caballeros music, you know? You know? Let's get this pulled up on mouse vinyl. Search the three cab. I don't know how to spell it. Caballeros. Caballeros. I can't find it. Whatever. So it is super cool. You all look at images because I have no memory of this attraction at all. I'm not sure exactly how old it is. It opened. It opened in 2007. Year before I was born. I'm looking at some images. It's a lot like It's a Small World. Very similar. The animatronics are pretty nice. The art is awesome, and it's great, and it brings a lot to Mexican culture, which I really respect. I love the movie Coco, so let us talk about Coco for a couple seconds. I love Coco. I love Coco. I cried during Coco, but I love Coco. Let's move on to our next attraction. Our next attraction is Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster. I've never been on this. I am a Guardians of the Galaxy super fan. It's not even open yet. It opens in 2021. So, it's going to replace Ellen's Energy Adventure. And so, I don't have much to say. I'm going to look at images! It looks cool. It's just a lot of construction stuff. And kind of like the upcoming Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. I have been on Mission Breakout. Mission Breakout is awesome, but let's keep moving, my peeps! Babushka. Journey into Imagination with Figment. This opened this opened. This opened on June 2nd, 2002. I'm starting to get tired, people. I'm sorry. It just looks really cool. It's a lot of colors. And I think it looks interesting. Well, it's probably been over 30 seconds. Let's move on to our next attraction, if I can find it. I'm about to fall asleep on the keyboard. I'm not playing the keyboard. I do not play. The Norway Pavilion. Well, what's not to say? It's based off of Norway. Super cool. Norway is a place to get your, wait, no, that's Germany. Norway, I guess, is where Frozen Ever After is. But, the Norway Pavilion opened June 3rd, 1988. It is currently closed. But just for the day, don't worry, it'll be back tomorrow. And you can actually call them at 407-939-6104. Do not call them unless you really need to. Please do not prank call Disney. And please do not tell, and please, if you do have to call them for some reason, tell them to listen to the Tour of Epcot episode of The Happiest Podcast on Earth and to tell it to them with their friends. Let's go. Okay. Only so much more to go, people. Let's do this. Okay. So, let us move on to our next attraction. I'm starting to get slap happy. Soarin' Over the World. Well, Soarin's an amazing attraction. The smells, the glider. The actually, one was built with a toy set, which I think was pretty cool. Soarin's nice. It's so immersive. The smells are great. You can feel the wind in your hair. I mean, what's not to like about this iconic attraction? Our next... I'm forgetting stuff. Let's go. The Seas with Nemo and Friends. Okay. Well, this is a dark ride. Wait a sec. Sorry, guys. I'm just having like a blank space, baby. An orange name. I'm having a blank space, I guess. This has pavilions like Turtle Talk with Crush. I have some really good memories at Turtle Talk with Crush. And I just would love to share those with you guys when I have my Turtle Talk with Crush discussion topic next summer. I know, I'm sorry. We'll talk about that later. Let's move on to our next attraction. Sorry, guys, I'm starting to get a bit negative. The Illuminations Fireworks Show. It's a wonderful fireworks show. You guys should really go and see it. And I don't mean that in sarcasm. Nothing I mean as comments in this is sarcasm. I'm just really tired. And it opened... I guess it's already opened and closed. Okay, I have not seen that. Okay, let's do this. Okay, I guess that's all there is. Let me see what's next. That's all there is. Those are the attractions of Epcot. It was a bullet run, people, but we got it. We're shooting out attractions like a monkey on a sugar high. It's been 11 minutes. It's going to be a good 20-minute episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let's get to the ending. Well, have you guys enjoyed this episode? Remember, when it gets available and my mom lets me, you can support me on Anchor. Remember, you can listen to me anywhere it says on my website. Just click the listen tab. But I have a really good piece of exciting news. You know what? I'm just going to play the news thing that I made. If it's still pulled up. Is this it?
News!
Yep, that it. That's it. Okay, let's do this. Okay, so Distory is my new podcast because I won't be bringing... Oh, I hate to say this. I won't be bringing you guys discussions in the school year. I'm sorry. I have school. I have homework. I'm a striving schooler. And looks like I will not be able to make it... I will not be able to make it to the discussions. And I just think that, I think all of you guys rock, your whatever you do, I think. I don't know any of you. Hopefully you guys all rock what you do. I don't know why I'm talking about this. Well, you guys probably know what it means to be busy, and I'm busy. So I'm just going to be bringing you guys news, but I have a special announcement. I have made a second podcast, Distory, a happiest podcast on earth podcast, bringing you other people's Disney stories. So the first episode was just a repub of the happiest podcast on earth episode 1 discussion. And so that has been released. And so I hope you guys listen to that, and we'll bring you one every month on sometime. It's always going to be on a Wednesday night. Or sometime, I don't know, might not all be on Wednesday night all the time. I don't know. I have to work with my people. But if you'd like to be interviewed on Distory, please just give me a call. I mean, an email at thehappiestpodcastonearth@gmail.com. And I'd love to have some fans on there if my mom says it's okay. She's the warden of my podcast. And I love her for it. She keeps me safe on the internet. Let's go! But that is about Distory, and you can reach Distory on all of the major podcast platforms, starting with Spotify, I think. I don't know. It's not available on anything yet. I'm not sure. Let me check. Yep. I know you can listen to it. Wait. Okay. I don't even have a public site yet. You can't listen to it quite yet. You can't listen to it quite yet. You know what? Let me try something. Never mind. It'll be available on stuff soon. But it'll be all available on all the major platforms soon. And I think the logo that I did looks pretty cool. So remember to check that out. And I will send you guys out a reminder when it's available. But thank you all for giving me your precious, sweet time. I know you guys all love your precious, sweet time to giving into this podcast. And I love making this podcast. And I hope you love listening to it. And I'll see you guys all next week, I hope, if I can make it. Remember, this podcast has not been shut down, and I will make it next week. I promise. But sometimes I do break promises. I'm pretty sure I will. Okay, let's do this. Next week will be the first week of school, I think. I'm not sure exactly sure. Let's do this. I'll see you guys later. Next week, this is the happiest podcast on earth.
News.
Sorry, wrong thing.
This is the happiest podcast on earth.
Yeah, that's right, I am, and I will see you guys all next week.